الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: والذين لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو مروا كراما. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. Once again, we are gathered here hoping to be from amongst the beautiful and merciful servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, we have traversed through this journey thus far, beginning from Wa'ibadur Rahman, coming to this particular point on وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. And inshaAllah al-Aziz, we have a few, three or four verses remaining, and then we will complete this sacred journey that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about His most merciful servants and slaves. So may Allah azza wa jal make us from amongst them, and make us steadfast in this dunya, and make us from those people who receive the great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. So this particular verse, it continues in the similar fashion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that the ibad al-Rahman do not do certain things. Remember, they do not do shirk, associated partner with Allah Azza wa Jal. Neither do they kill or harm any other being or individual, and neither do they commit zina or fornication. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about things they do not do. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ. That these people, these elite VIP people of Allah Azza wa Jal, the ibad al-Rahman, they do not witness Az-Zur. And inshaAllah we'll quickly look at what Az-Zur means. And وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ. And when they pass by any form of lagh, and inshaAllah we'll discuss what lagh means as well. مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. They pass by in a dignified manner, in an honourable manner. So لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّور. What does that actually mean? They do not witness and they do not participate in any form of zur. And zur is when there is a social ill, or a haram gathering, or a doubtful gathering. So ibadur rahman do not witness such gatherings, and certainly they do not participate in said gatherings. They do not attend them, where these gatherings, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being displayed. And you will never see, therefore, ibadur rahman attending, i.e. concerts, or attending certain festivals where there's Be-Shadmi and Be-Hayai and all these types of ill things, falsehoods taking place. You will not see Ibad al-Rahman in clubs. You will not see Ibad al-Rahman in pubs. You will not see Ibad al-Rahman at dance parties. You will not see Ibad al-Rahman in places of darkness and sexual immorality. People might just make this excuse and say, oh, it's just a shisha bar. It's much more than a shisha bar, it's the entire mahol, it's the environment that you're putting yourself in. And a simple way to always ask yourself whether you should or should not be in a place is ask yourself, would you like to see your father or your mother or your sister in that place? Or would you ever see the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or sahaba in that place? And when you can immediately answer no, then realize you should also not be in that particular place. Whether it's just for chilling and relaxing, it's the entire mahol. Zur covers all of these types of environments, these situations of falsehood, of darkness, of these pubs and clubs, etc., these places of immorality, these places of falsehood. So this is what Ibad al-Rahman do not witness, and neither do they participate in. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in a hadith mentions, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Should I not inform you from the biggest of the greatest kabair? One of the biggest and the greatest of all kabair. And the first one he mentioned was ash-shirk billah, to do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. And then to be disobedient towards your parents. And it's important to note how this hadith was mentioned. When the Prophet ﷺ said these first two things, shirk is no minor thing, it's a major thing. And then disobedience to the parents. At both of these points, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was lying down, relaxing. And he was speaking to the people that if you do this, This is one of the major and biggest kabair. And if you do disobedience, this is also a major kabair. But when it came to the third point, then the Prophet ﷺ sat up. Now this should teach us a very, very important thing. And the third thing that when he mentions, he goes, Ala wa qawl az-zur, Ala wa shahadatu az-zur. That the third thing, which he repeated again and again and again, Al qawl az-zur, shahadatu az-zur, was to witness falsehood, was to witness all of these types of immorality and to be part of these types of immorality. And to also give a false testimony, to be a false witness, to be a false person to say, oh, I'm his alibi, or to slander, or to perjure yourself. You know, when you go to court and you say, you know, I take an oath that I witnessed this and I saw this, but the reality is you're actually lying. So this is how grave it was that the Prophet ﷺ sat up and he said, never witness falsehood, never participate in falsehood, and never ever give false testimony. So the shahadat az-zur here is of two kinds. One is witnessing some evil or immorality or falsehood in your environment. And the other one is to give buri gawahi, or ghalat gawahi, as they say in our language, a false statement. So when you go to, unfortunately, our home countries, you'll find people at the doors of the courts or kacheria, or, you know, at places where, you know, there's solicitors, etc. And they'll say, oh, do you need a witness? Do you need an alibi? Do you need me to, you know, say I was with you at this particular time? Just give me such and such money. And I say I was with you from morning all the way to the evening. They are ready to testify on your behalf, but give a false testimony. They are there to be your alibi, or to lie and to deceive, to tamper with the evidence. It's not just about physically saying, you know, verbally saying I was there, but to tamper the evidence and change and all of these things and falsifying documents to say this is the reality. So this is a major, major sin that people tend to overlook. Oh, it's okay, I just lied for that individual, or bachgiya, and on the person, bachgiya X, Y, and Z. But no, shahadat az-zur, qawl az-zur is one of the major of the major kabair that the Prophet ﷺ said, never ever do shirk, never ever disobey your parents, and never ever witness zur, be part of that in any particular way or form. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, he said that this offense of giving false evidence and false testimony against someone, that if that person is caught, then they should be caught and they should be flogged 40 times. And they should, their face should be painted black, then they should be roamed around in the marketplace to say, this is a Juta Makkad Farebi person who gives false testimony, and then that individual should be jailed. So we should always be careful that when your spouse or your friend or your parents or somebody else say, were you with this person? Just to cover their back, never give false testimony. Think 100 times. You might think it's a small lie, but no, this is a kabair, a kabira guna, of giving false testimony and false witnessing on somebody else's behalf. Or to be part and see all of these things taking place and then to participate in such incidences as well. So وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ, they never ever, or they always try to avoid, يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. So whether that's a mehfil of kawali, or whether that's a mehfil of just people sitting together and there's a mixture of men or women, or they say it's just a mehfil of X, Y, and Z, nothing goes on. You know in your heart whether you're comfortable or not, whether this is the right place for you to be or not. Whether it's something like that, or whether it's going to a shisha bar, whether it's going to a pub and saying, I need to go, it's a workplace thing, I'll only have an orange juice or something. Ibadur Rahman, they always try to keep away from these type of situations and scenarios. And if they are in that particular circumstance, after لا يشهدون الزور وإذا مروا باللغو, that if by any chance that they actually pass by any of these things, these immoral, these futile, these thoughtless and these vain gatherings, مروا كراما, then they pass by with dignity and grace and they move on swiftly. This is the next thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that first they do not attend or witness such gatherings. And if they do pass by them, then they pass by them in a dignified manner. I'll give you my own example. We all know what happens in Shadiyan. We all know. You know, we say this is our culture, but our culture, you should look at, our culture comes from Hindus.
It comes from a different culture. It's not our own inherent pure culture. We borrowed it from other cultures. So we know what goes on with the Ghaniya and the Mania and the dancing and the this and the that. And they say, oh, it's all fine. But you know in your heart whether you should be there or not. And even at weddings, you know, we'll be praying Salah and the music will be pumping. Something will be happening and free mixing will be going on and so many other things as well. So, you know, for those people who know me, I go, I do the nikah, and most of the time they don't even stay for the food and I just go. Except for when I know that, you know, I'm comfortable in this position, that there's a separation, there's no other music and all these kind of frivolity and fruitless things going on and immorality. We should be always encouraging ourselves to make sure we're at the right place, at the right time, doing the right things. And Ibadur Rahman are those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks towards and, hey, my banda, this person, what type of mehfil and gathering is he in? Because remember, at any time your life could be taken. Do you want to see yourself in that particular place? That this person passed away in this gathering or this place, X, Y, and Z? So these kind of gatherings, although society may push you and encourage you, try to keep away from these kind of immoral gatherings. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاجْتَنِوُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, that these people, they keep away, they're not even participating, but ijtinab means keep away from something. They keep away from قَوْلَ الزُّورِ and شَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ and participating is zur. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do, have a higher standard, that we hold ourselves to account. So families naturally, and your friends will always push you to attend certain gatherings. Oh, come on, it's only a little bit of fun. Oh, it's okay, we're only with family or with friends, or it's a workplace thing. But if you're not comfortable and you realize that you don't belong there, or Allah ka banda shouldn't be there in that particular place, whether it's with other women there, whether it's the clothing that they are wearing, whether it's the alcohol they are consuming, or the cigarettes, or anything else, or the music, or the free mixing, or the dancing, or the backbiting and the gossiping, then be from Ibadur Rahman and just walk away from that scenario and that situation. Do not witness it. And now they do not participate in this. So when you know when things are appropriate and things are inappropriate, when our children are watching something, we cover their eyes, or we quickly change it, or we put certain filters on because it's not appropriate for our children. We want to maintain their innocence. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ibadur Rahman, they always have that filter on. And they know they shouldn't be at this place or at this time or in this type of mehfil, and they walk away from these type of situations. So Ibadur Rahman, wa iza marru bil laghwi marru kirama, that if they, by the off chance they're walking by, then they walk by with dignity. They don't say, oi, ki karde piyo, what kind of people they are. They just look at them and they walk away with honor and with dignity. This is how the Ibadur Rahman maintain their lives. So it's more simple and, you know, everyday example is in, like, in a WhatsApp group. In WhatsApp group, sometimes you are added and you don't necessarily want to be in that group. And inside that group, then you start finding people talking and arguing and, you know, gossiping and backbiting and sharing unnecessary things. And this is also a type of shahadatu zur. You're witnessing something, okay? And you have the choice to either stay in that group or just quietly and respectfully just exit that group and say, tusi jano, tusada come journey and get on with it. So Ibadur Rahman, they try to maintain their innocence wherever they may be in society, in public, and also internally as well. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to remember. La yashaduna zur, don't witness these immoral things, and never give false testimony towards anything in life, because the Prophet ﷺ says that you will be thrown into the fire of hell because of your tongues. Because what comes on out of your mouth because of your tongues. So if you can control your tongue and speak the truth and never give false statements and walk away from these situations, then you'll be protecting yourself. Then the next verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions following that, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا. Then those Ibadur Rahman, when they are reminded of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not turn away deaf and blind. And this is a very important thing to, you know, ask yourself, that how much do we hear the verses of the Quran? How much do we hear the ahadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? How much do we hear, even if you're learning from Instagram and TikTok and all of these other things, the point is you're still learning something about Allah Azza wa Jalla or the Messenger or the Deen. But do you listen to it and absorb it and acknowledge it and apply it?
or do you just become deaf and blind and then move on with your life? Because Ibadur Rahman are no ordinary servants of Allah. They are the elite servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the VIP servants of Allah. They are the best of the best. So when they are reminded of any ayah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the ayah can be something which is recited, and the ayah can also be something that they see around themselves, whether it's the tree or nature or the seasons or anything else. An ayah is internal as well as external. So when they see any ayah or hear any ayah, لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعْمِيَانَا, they do not turn a deaf ear or become blind to that particular verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them to. Why? Allah Azza wa Jalla, in other verses of the Quran, mentions, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. That those people who hear the qawl of Allah, after hearing it, فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, then they also follow it in the best of ways. These are the people who are surely guided from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people of insight and these are the people of intelligence. So now ask yourself that how many times do we come to Jumu'ah? You know, I've been here for 11 years. So, you know, if you do even at 50 to 52 Jumu'ahs a year, times 11, you've got almost 600 Jumu'ahs there. And in each Jumu'ah, you're listening to at least minimum 3 to 4 verses of the Qur'an. 2 to 3 ahadiths of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So you've got at least 2,000, if not more, ahadiths and verses of the Qur'an that you've heard. Reminder of the Qur'an of Allah Azza wa Jal again and again. But when we come to Jumu'ah, many people come to Jumu'ah and they hear these verses, but it doesn't affect them. They turn, literally, they become deaf to the verses of Allah, and they literally become blind to the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because these reminders go against their plan. They've heard something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that control your desires. Don't do zina, don't go close to zina, but they've already planned a night out with their girlfriend, or they've planned a night out with their mistress or something else, and deaf and blind, and no, will carry on even though they know. They've planned a contract with riba. They know they're going to take this loan, etc., and they're going to deal with the loan, but they've learned and they've heard the verses, but they're still deaf and blind, and they'll still carry on. No, apna kam karo. They've heard the verses of the Quran, obey your parents, don't say uff to them, don't disobey them, don't shout, don't raise your voice. They hear that, but they still disobey. They've heard, be kind to your kith and kin and your cousin, and forgive, wa'afu, fa'afu, and forgive them, and be merciful to them. But they hear all of these verses, but they turn deaf and blind, and they carry on. So, but Ibadur Rahman, every time they are reminded, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا ذُكِّرُوا, whenever they are reminded of anything, بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُوا, they never ever become deaf or blind. They actually listen and they follow. So they change their plans. Before, if they were planning something haram, whether it's with a girl, whether it's a contract, whether it's business, whether it's anything else, as soon as they hear on Jum'ah or in Ibadur Rahman session or anywhere else or wherever they're learning their deed from, as soon as they've heard it, they follow it. And they follow the reminder and they apply that reminder. They are not those people who come for years and years, for 30, 40 years of their life, and they've heard all of the verses of the Quran, all of the ahadiths, and they know what they should be doing, but they are still turning a deaf ear and becoming blind to the verses and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it goes against what they have planned. It goes against what they have planned. But Ibadur Rahman, when they've heard the verses, then whatever they've planned, they drop everything and they go and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the distinction between normal Ibadullah and Ibadur Rahman. Ibadullah, we do listen. And we all do come to Jum'ah and we do listen. But how many times do you see that transformation and that change in our lives? But Ibadur Rahman, they listen and they apply. They listen and they hear and they absorb and they reflect and they apply. Why? Because they know, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that remind the believers. Why? فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the zikr, the reminder, constantly benefits the believers. So Ibadur Rahman are constantly looking within themselves and around themselves, and they are applying and they're changing their lives to make sure it's in accordance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the shaitan will tempt you to do X, Y, and Z. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you come to the masjid, He's made you come for a reason.
to protect you from the shaitan and his temptation. You're in the masjid for Jum'ah or for a khutbah or for a bayan, and Allah Ta'ala has enabled you to be there, and you are listening to the ayat of Allah Azza wa Jal and to the ahadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and if you're still not changing your life, then how can you call yourself Ibadur Rahman? How can you even call yourself Ibadullah? It's just like your parents saying, don't do this. And right in front of the parent, the child still does that. Allah could not bring you into a safer place, which is His home, surrounded by His people, and listening to the khutbah and Jummah, whether you read the khutbah, whether you listen to the khutbah, if we are still not changing our lives, then we have no one to blame apart from ourselves. But Ibadur Rahman, لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانًا. They do not turn a deaf ear or a blind eye. Do not fall into the trap of the shaitan. So ask yourselves, how many times are we just turned a deaf ear or a blind eye to those things that we know we shouldn't be doing, even though we've heard it multiple times in different ways, from the Jummah, from the Mimbar, from various other things of to do and not to do the things. But Ibadur Rahman, they are still human beings. They are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like anybody else, when they do commit a sin, what's the difference between Ibadullah and Ibadur Rahman? When Ibadullah, they commit a sin, they've heard the verse, but they haven't acted on it. They've listened to it, but they haven't acted on it, and they commit the sin and they carry on. But Ibadur Rahman, they've heard it, and then they change. That's the thing that we need to do. That yes, we are weak and we make mistakes. You've heard this today. Change your life, change your actions, change your decision, the places that you visit, the people that you visit with, the testimonies that you give. Change all of those things. Change all of these things, change your life, because Ibadur Rahman, they do tawbah, they do istighfar, and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are the two main sources of ilm? How does a child learn anything? They hear from their parents constantly, Putar ekar, do this, my beti, my son, do this. At a young age, they don't read anything. They are constantly hearing from their parents, and then they are applying what their parents tell them, yes? And when a child then sees something, then they also apply what they learn from their parents. So these are the two faculties of knowledge, of seeking knowledge, of acquiring knowledge through hearing and through sight. So we have no excuse, because we've heard for years and years and years. We know what all of the halal is, what the haram is, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. So the Ibadur Rahman, whatever they hear, they apply. Whatever they see, they apply. They see all of these ayat. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That Ibadur Rahman, the true believers, are those that whenever any dhikr of Allah, you know, any dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned to them, their hearts tremble. Their hearts actually move. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the verses of the Qur'an are recited, their iman increases. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at how our hearts are, how deaf we've become, how blind we've become, in spite of coming whether to Jummah, to Ramadan, or various other lectures. We listen, but we don't, our hearts don't tremble. We don't have that fear. We don't have that change in our lifestyle. So the Ibadur Rahman change their life according to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rather than please people, culture, or society of being in a particular place at a particular time, whether it's because of work or friends or community or whatever event that's going on, Ibadur Rahman, stay away from zur. And Ibadur Rahman, walk away with dignity as well. These are أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, for certain, these are the true believers. حَقًّا. Allah is saying this. The Ibadur Rahman are those believers. So whenever you hear an ayah, whenever you see an ayah, don't just say subhanallah, but no, do something about it. Act upon that as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to keep away from falsehood, keep away from all of these dark places of immorality and stuff, and make sure we walk away with dignity. And whenever we hear anything or see anything that reminds us of Allah Azza wa Jal, our deen, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we act upon it and we change our decisions to be in line with the Quran and with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakumullah khairan. Unfortunately, next week we won't have Ibadur Rahman because we have Sheikh Muhammad Yaqubi coming. So inshallah we'll postpone our next درس and inshallah we'll do it in the following week inshallah.